This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big two.
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo!
Woo! Oh, come on, man!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I can't say that.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And right, and now... Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon... in me! I missed my button that makes the noise... that makes me echo, so I fucked it up already. Good evening, everybody.
You're a
horrible radio professional.
Yeah, I know, I'm horrible. Pinkies up, everybody. We're running the board, pinkies up. It is the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Uncoded Radio Network.
All right.
No, 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
Take two.
Joe is hanging out with us on this side of the table.
I don't like it here.
They are doing massive construction here at the Bunker Studios.
I know.
We are putting in a brand new green room, and it's literally consuming every nook and cranny of the studio.
A mess.
Joe's whole section. Now, if you see behind Joe, there is another board. That's the recording studio. When we actually have bands and everything else come here and perform for Joe, immediately behind Joe, right behind Joe, there is a pile of stuff. I don't even want to turn the camera it's just huge.
I'm going to withdraw.
It is a pile.
Oh God!
Yes.
Can't wait. They say it's going to be another four weeks. I got a big hole in my floor.
By the way, is that Schwanker?
Who?
Who's is that? No, I can't read the name. What is that, Matthew? Shizer, Ed, I'm gonna be honest with you. I love listening to your show, but your opening makes it very difficult to get to the actual show. I know
it's too long.
I know. No, not that. They're talking about me screaming. Probably.
Oh no, that's I love that.
You
part.
Dummy.
Oh fuck you.
No, the show, the actual intro is fun. Joe hates our intro.
No, I don't hate it.
He hates it. He's hated it for years. Long. Be honest with the people. Hate it.
I wanted to cut the whistle thing out, but somebody didn't want to.
And that somebody is me.
You're a prick.
Because it's my idea for the whistle. I love the whistle. The people hear the whistle, and they know that good show is a-coming.
And Nick's saying, it's too long.
Shut up, Nick. By the way, we're talking to the fine people in our Facebook Live suite, which is conveniently located on my Facebook page.
Yeah, if anybody wants to put in their 2 cents about the intro, I'm for a sure.
Yes, please.
Intro.
Let's take an instant poll right now.
Like, yes.
Let's take an instant poll.
Right.
Matthew says, listen to Joe right there. Matthew is probably on some form of drugs.
I like Matthew. I'm sorry I told you to go fuck yourself.
Giggles says it's too long, but Giggles is a size queen, and she likes girth and length. So you know what? Boom. Fuck that shit. That's good then. Matt also says, I hear your voice and know the good stuff is a-coming.
Sure.
Don't need a whistle.
Yeah.
All right, so should we should lose the whistle?
The whistle.
Lose the whistle is what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
That's like over a minute itself.
All right, can I get a version without the whistle? Can I play it next week, Danny? Lose the whistle and let me see if I like it. And if we don't like it, can we fucking put it back?
No.
To the original.
Once it's gone, it's gone. That's
no.
It.
Well, then
it'll
we're not. Then guess
back.
What? We're not losing the fucking whistle.
You'll have.
How about that? You want
to
play that game? I can play that game too.
You guys are so full of shit.
You want to play fuck fuck? I'll play fuck fuck. It's not gone forever. You're a liar. So therefore,
the fans are
we're
revolting.
Keeping it.
They're not going to listen.
The
we're
fans.
Not taking it out.
The fans have our backs. We're the uncrowned kings of reality radio.
That's right.
They have our backs. Our kingdom our backs, Stanley.
Right.
They like the whistle. They don't need the whistle, is what they're saying, but they like the whistle.
So what do you pay these guys?
I pay them all 50 cents on the dollar to just agree with Joe. That's why only one person agreed with Joe.
That's right.
Okay?
That's all you can afford these days.
That's all I can do. You know what I'm saying?
My new friend, Matthew.
Use your own music. Make your own intro. That is our own intro. Your freaking fiance is the one that made it, Giggles.
Yeah.
Jesus Christmas. Danny helped. Wasn't Billy there?
Didn't
Billy freaking
that
assist?
That evolved. Billy helped me with one of them, but then it's changed progressively over the years.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the history of the Ham Radio Show.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, so I remember when you
Billy
made
that. Me and Billy spent the whole day making the intro for Goom.
Right.
And it was only like under a minute.
All right, so by the way, Matt's still waiting on his check. Thanks a lot, Billy. You're an asshole.
Okay.
Nick, the Canadian Unified Network technician, said he made one years ago.
Yeah.
Where's that one, Danny?
Come on,
Danny. Every now and then.
But where is it? Maybe. How about this?
North Korea shot it down.
No, fuck that. How about Kim Jong Un can suck a bag of dicks right now? How about this? How about the fans stop telling us how to do radio? How about you guys go make us an intro?
Yeah.
Make us an intro.
Okay.
Matt and Nick and Giggles. Yeah. I want to see Giggles make us an intro. Literally make us an intro. We'll play every single one of them.
She'll make it out of soy sauce.
We'll say every single fucking Giggles
soy
inspired soy sauce fucking shit.
Yeah,
all right, Bill, so you need next time you go to Giggles' house, you need to bring the two briefcases.
Yeah.
The laptop, all the equipment.
Giggles says point blank she will. She's not. Yeah. She said she will. If you guys can do it, make us an intro.
Yeah.
We'll take your submissions.
It can be a family affair. You get the laptop, the little studio, and
the kids in it. Your stepsons can jump in.
Yeah.
What's your stepsons' names? What's the two names?
Little and Littler.
Little and Littler can jump in.
Hey, Giggles, don't try.
Can we just call him Beanie and Cecil? At least that's better than Little and Littler.
No,
don't try to lure him with giving him studio space to work on the show because that doesn't.
Well, we did that.
He has one right next to
right next to where he lays his head,
and he doesn't even use that one.
No. I'm opening it up to the people. If you feel like our intro was too long, make a new one. That anybody, I will.
We ain't found shit.
Gladly
right.
Take free shit, free submissions from all you motherfuckers, and send them in. Danny will then attach it.
Yeah.
He will make a fucking an open one, and then he'll add the after whistle part of the intro. And all you have to do is stick it in. Stick it in, Danny, and make it work.
And we'll send you a prize from our porno closet.
Yes, you will get a free porn prize pack. Yeah, How about that?
We have free dicks. And
I thought everybody...
Except Nick.
I thought everybody...
Except, no, Nick can have one. Nick can have a dick.
I thought everything got stolen. You construction guys didn't steal the free stuff?
Not sure. No. This is from Giggles.
I have it sealed up in a container.
From the Facebook Live suite, from Giggles. Not sure how my singing... will be, but whatever. She's going to sing an intro.
Ooh.
It's the Ham
Good luck with
Radio
that.
Show.
Oh, Billy.
Billy likes it when I blow.
Uncle Eddie, he's so fine. I want to kiss him all the time.
On his behind.
On his behind.
Yes, yeah, eh? There's Danny and Billy and Uncle Eddie, too.
Oh, Billy.
And Joe's in the mix. So what you going to do? It's the Ham Radio Show.
Joe, can I borrow?
There's sound effects too.
Can I borrow the reverb?
Absolutely.
All right, we're gonna need the reverb.
I'll give you reverb.
It's the
Ham
Radio
and
Show.
Yeah, I definitely need the auto
tune.
Damn right. I thought. No, you're not ineligible. You're ineligible. Billy doesn't want to send you a cock. I will send you a cock if you win the prize porn package.
Absolutely.
Nick. I don't give a shit what Billy says. Yeah. We will fucking across borders.
Absolutely.
We will send you a fake penis. Because we care about you.
That's
and
right.
If you win, there will be a penis in every home in Canada.
That's
from
right.
Ottawa to Mrs. What's the other fucking province?
Any province.
Someone give me a different province.
Ottawa.
Calgary. From Ottawa to Calgary.
Canada.
Yeah, home of the hearts.
Yeah.
We will do that for you.
Go from, like, New
No, that was going
to
do.
Finland to, well, Nova Scotia.
I was going to do, what's the one with the M?
British Columbia.
There's one with an M.
There's a few of them.
Mississauga.
Manitoba.
No, not Manitoba. There's a one with, yeah, but that's one, but there's Miss... It has it starts with,
you know what we should do in Canada? You know how they have like the flat Stanley?
Blow a moose?
No, the flat Stanley thing where you just mail it across the fucking United States. We'll do that with the cock.
Okay.
We'll just send it to Nick and then Nick will send it to somebody else all across
Canada.
Oh,
yeah, and they can all autograph it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocks across America.
Plus Canada.
It'll be like a chain cock, you know, like a chain letter. You know?
Chain cock.
Chain cock, yeah.
What did you get in the mail today? A chain cock?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You take a picture, you post it, hashtag chain cock, hashtag ham radio show.
And you forward it.
And then you forward it to the next person.
Right, to the next person.
I like chain cock.
What a great
Danny.
Idea.
Is anybody
round
still listening?
Yeah.
Round of applause, chain cock.
Chain cock.
Hashtag chain cock.
Danny
came up with chain cock. Well, Joe came up with chain cock. Danny came up with the idea.
Well, what could happen is...
Do we have a beefy cock in it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I have one.
All right, so we got to take it out of the box. We just have to send the cock.
I think I have a cock.
Bubble wrap the cock. Put it in a mailing envelope.
Yeah.
Send it to Nick. Nick, send us privately your address.
Giggles is screaming for arthritis.
Send the cock around the world like the gnome.
Thank you, Nick. But by the way, somebody pronounced that. Nick just gave me the miss one from Canada.
Miss up.
Missaginaw?
Mesopotamia.
Missaginaw is the city next to Toronto. Oh,
right.
You know, anybody who lives in that city should move.
Why?
Because you can't pronounce it.
That's like Mississippi.
Wait, they can pronounce it. They live there. We can't pronounce it because we don't know shit.
Just because you can't speak like Native American,
you can't speak Canadianese.
I can't speak American.
Is that one of those French speaking provinces, or is that
no.
a regular
Montreal? Pretty much is the cutoff point for the French.
Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
See, it's mostly Quebec. Is fucking whatever.
I don't speak German. Help me out.
It's everywhere.
Do they have
He'll
any Spanish
later.
People?
He'll call later,
yes,
by the way, and pronounce
do.
It. And if you, by the way, want to call it 718-577-1389, I know we're fucking around. You know why we're all fucked up in the head? Because we're shooting the shit. It's Danny's day after his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't announce that. So Danny should get the fucking chain cock first.
Yeah.
And Danny should take the first picture of the chain cock and then send it off to Nick.
I know exactly.
like this.
I know exactly where to shove it, too.
I can tell you.
Which hole? Who would, if you had to shove a cock in someone's ass, yeah. Danny, would it be Billy, Uncle Eddie, or Joe? Ooh. Who would it be?
Wow.
Yeah. You had That's to out of anger, nah. out of pure and unbridled anger.
Wait, can it be the chain time, cock? So,
yeah. No, it's the chain cock. Okay, it's not your cock. It's the chain cock.
Okay, the chain cock.
Hashtag chain cock, by the way.
Up yours, Danny.
Okay, Joe will be getting
Joe gets the chain cock first?
Why not?
The biggest, I may have the biggest dick in the room, but the biggest dick in the room gets the cock in the
ass. This is my big dick! So wait a minute. So it would go. Would it go? Am I astute to point out there, birthday boy?
Yes.
That it would be Joe, Uncle Eddie, Billy would go last.
Oh, wow.
Billy would get the dirty brown chain cock.
I get the sloppy.
You get sloppy thirds.
You get the nicest.
I get sloppy seconds. You get sloppy thirds. Joe gets a fresh chain cock right up with the sun don't
shine. You get the sloppy Joe.
Yeah. Woo, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
And then Danny has to suck it.
Ain't happening.
Ain't happening. I think so.
You never just sucked a nice piece of plastic that was shoved in a 74-year-old woman's ass?
Never want to know what one tasted like.
Nope. Never did.
I don't think that's what it would taste like.
I don't know what that tastes like, but according to Marcus, it tastes like a men's sweaty armpit.
Really?
I've never looked a man sweaty.
Yeah, I don't have the comparison.
We were discussing before we went to air and before you got here because I got laid over the weekend.
You did.
And we were discussing eating pussy. And I said to this girl, who I'm not going to go into all the details, but the girl that I had sex with had a very amazing tasting box. I said, This is like one of the best boxes I've ever had.
What kind of food could you compare it to? Like roast beef?
No. Like, what it looked like?
No, what it tasted like.
No, what it tasted like peach.
Ooh,
like a fuzzy peach.
Yeah.
Very juicy on the inside, fuzzy on the outside. Very nice.
I think that's
well-kempt. Very nice.
That's an artificial flavor.
Great presentation.
Yeah. Artificial flavoring.
I don't think it was artificial flavoring. Yeah, I think it was natural, juicy center.
No one smells like a peach.
Not smells. It tasted. Smells like a vagina. Oh. Tasted like a peach.
What does a vagina smell like?
It smells like a vagina.
Ask your wife.
For the long time, pal, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, it smells like a man. Smells like a man sweating armpit.
Okay.
But I was talking to Joe, and I said the first time I ever went down on a girl,
mm-hmm.
that the taste was so bad.
Oh yeah.
That I almost threw up in her vagina. That's a fart. I almost threw up.
Ooh.
In her vagina. So
my vagina.
Have you ever come across Billy? Have you ever come across a stank puss? Just a puss that you go, you try, you do the finger test, and then you pull up,
everybody,
and you act all cool, and you're like, oh, yeah, what's that? Another, you ever do that?
Joe, when was the last time you tasted puss?
Oh, what Jesus. Year? What
decade? Let's
what
just
year
say.
Is this is right? Let me tell you.
And was it his wife? That's the real question.
Probably around 1967 or something like that, you know? I think it was in the back of an Edsel.
Some truck driver came by.
Yeah, what the hell,
she was all sweaty. She fell asleep on the couch. Yeah. I said, what the hell? I'm going to eat her box.
Actually, it was somebody's armpit. I just thought
it was a man's sweaty armpit. What is that? What is that, man? Oh, sweaty armpit?
That sure smells like an armpit.
And this is why arthritis broke up.
Yes. And won't be performing the song Giggles.
Oh,
yeah, but see, that's not fair. She's sleeping with one half of arthritis. If there's a possibility that she can... Remember, by the way, we're taking submissions for a brand new theme song to the show.
Giggles
said that she had... she would get arthritis back together, the band consisting of both Billy and Joseph.
Yeah.
She's fucking Billy.
Yeah.
So... You would think that he might pull out the old guitar and at least play a melody.
Yeah.
So what if Billy's arthritis is too severe for him to perform? Does she fuck Joe instead?
Well, Joe is the stand-in. If you really think about it, Joe might actually learn what pussy tastes like again. Then
I'm more of a voyeur.
I like to watch you guys perform.
Yeah,
and by perform I mean fuck.
I mean make sweet love.
How much would Joe have to pay you to watch you to fuck?
I don't want to watch any fuck. No.
Why? I'm an animal. I'm a beast. This weekend, dude, I was literally. First off, this girl was incredibly tight.
Did she get on the
and I'm fingering her at one point because I was eating her box and I'm playing with I'm diddling her kitty.
Okay.
And I'm doing
about
this. I'm playing with the vajayjay and I'm doing the whole thing and I could only get two fingers in.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
No, the opposite. It was a tight vajayjay.
Wow. So
and I could only get two. And I was literally.
She must have thought you had a big dick.
She thought it was you.
What's a dick?
She was what we call fucking delusional. She thought
so
my dick was huge.
And then.
What
did she wake up?
What?
What point did she wake up?
When the roofie wore off.
Yeah. What point did she deflate?
Really?
She was not a blow-up doll. She's real.
I'll tell you.
I wished for a real girl, and it happened.
It came true.
The blue fucking fairy came down, sprinkled fairy dust on the blow-up doll, and then the doll came to life and said, "Lie, motherfucker, lie."
That's right.
And my dick grew three times that size.
That's right.
Like the Grinch's heart. And I fucked it, and then I went home. Yeah. First, we went to Burger King.
Okay, fuck it. What's next?
And then we went home.
You are the most egotistical, self-deluded person I have ever met.
So what'd you have?
That's how the show should. That's how your song should start.
What'd you have at Burger King?
Did you
have a Whopper?
I had two spicy chicken sandwiches with cheese.
By the way, Giggles says she's not responsible if Joe dies.
Is Joe eating your pussy?
No, I could die. I'm very.
I said if she fucked Joe.
If she fucks Joe, Joe will fucking die. She has so much pent up.
But I would have a smile on my face
because you know that Billy's not. He's never around. He's not giving. He's not laying the pipe.
He's horrible. He's no.
He's
good,
horrible.
That Billy guy.
According to Joe, he was telling her you better get married now before you figure out that Joe and that Billy sucks. You know, he was laying the groundwork.
I told Billy
to infiltrate her panties.
He better marry her soon because before she finds out that Billy's a loser.
You're late.
Chaincock.
That's what she said.
I'm only kidding.
No, Giggles.
I actually love Billy. That's why I can talk about
Giggles
him.
Is saying that he can't keep up. No shit.
No shit.
You're pent up. Billy's not giving it to you enough. And Joe's got to be tagged in as the other half of arthritis.
I need a nap.
And then he's getting, Billy naps. Joe's going to be munching the choach. And then what's going to happen? He's going to fucking grab at his heart and say, "Elizabeth, it's the big one."
That's right.
And fall over. That's what I imagine is going to happen.
Anyway, Billy says you're killing him with his food. With your food.
There goes the relationship. Right down the shitter.
Yeah.
So help me God!
Billy says you make sawdust in a lasagna or something.
I did not. No, he never said anything. We were describing, because Giggles is a health nut.
He's a health food.
That she never makes anything.
Yeah.
She'll tell you, it looks exactly like the real thing. And then when you hear what's in it, I'm like, what's in it? Loose leaf paper.
Sawdust.
It's that red food dye number 5 just to get to make the thing look like sauce.
No, that's what paprika's for.
The paprika.
And Flex Seal for cheese, you know. Binds it together.
Giggles wants everyone to know, by the way, that she's at her peak. You know what they say about 40-plus-year-old women.
That's true.
She's a that's her in the background. She's a horny, horny, horny woman.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what they say about 40-plus men?
They're dead.
It's over. We peak at 17.
Billy's sex drive has had the blinker on since 1985.
That's why all these school teachers get laid by their kids.
I'm making a left turn. Since 1985.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, man. What's going on? Tiny Tall Damn Tim is on the Facebook Live suite as well, listening to the program, enjoying the program.
Okay.
As we talk about our friend Giggles and our boy Billy that's on the show, his fiance, wants to fuck Joe now. We're learning. Because Billy.
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
It's true. Because Billy's not keeping up with the 40-plus sex dynamo. Yeah.
That might be a way to get rid of Joe.
That might be. You get off him. He'll die happy, though.
I know.
Yeah. His wife won't be happy.
It's almost worth it.
You'll see, how did he go? Fucking Giggles.
Fucked up.
What?
This one,
Billy, look. It's,
oh, it might
Billy.
Be worth it. Yeah.
Billy, let me tell you right now. Can you just sit there like it's sex and shut the fuck up? Don't do anything. Let Joe handle it, and it'll get done. That's all I'm saying.
Bunch of puppies.
Just sit there and let Joe take over and let him just put his hand in your fiance and work it like a Muppet and everything will be fine.
So, Bill, we need
be
to
be quiet over there.
We need to know, why did you bring home two giant Tupperwares full of lasagna she made? Real lasagna with homemade meat sauce, veal, beef, and her pork.
Because he ran out of sandbags for the flood. If that was a real, real dish. Billy never said anything.
Never said anything bad about it.
I will say that.
Somebody
Joe,
else here was saying sawdust.
Wait, hold on, Giggles.
What have you?
Your future sex partner, Joe, was talking shit about your food.
No,
Billy was not talking shit about your food.
It was Billy.
And if it was actual real lasagna made from real fatty things like cheese and noodles
made from
and
real Girl Scouts.
And real Girl Scouts, veal, beef, and pork.
Billy gave it to the homeless.
No, if it was real, that's fine. No, if it was real, it's fine. It's the stuff that we worry about when you put the Qdoba in there and say, look, it's fettuccine Alfredo.
Billy's trying to say her lasagna is nice and moist.
From what I hear, her lasagna is the tastiest lasagna in town.
Yeah.
Joe's going to bury his face in her lasagna.
I like lasagna.
He's going to love the lasagna.
He's going to taste it and go,
He's going to motorboat her lasagna, which is good. Her lasagna is full of lamb, beef, and veal, and pork.
Don't forget the pork.
And he got the pork. Oh, he's going to pork.
The pork.
Yeah.
The pork is everything. It's the flavor.
She says, by the way, her last words before we go to break, she said that Billy can't keep up. Joe sure as hell won't. So,
how do you know?
She says that Billy has sweat spaghetti between his legs. I don't know what that means.
There might be snow on the roof, but there's a fire.
She has,
Did you hear him? Did you hear what Joe said, Danny?
What happened?
He's got snow on the roof, but
fire down below.
But apparently, Giggles has $500 worth of high-end toys to keep her going when Billy craps out.
Holy shit!
Yeah, they run on ethanol.
Yeah.
All you hear,
you've got spam.
Billy's stepkids go, why does mommy's room sound like she's mowing the lawn? What's she doing in there?
How come mommy's boyfriend's name is Panasonic?
Shutdown sequence initiated. Shutting down.
That's really good for Joe.
She has two other boyfriends, Daddy. Black and Decker. Seven.
A Negro. Uh-huh.
She's in the black guys.
I wasn't expecting that from him.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show on the day after Danny's birthday.
Yes.
And we found out that there's sex toys a galore.
That's right.
Going on.
Push that button.
Damn right. All in the Giggles' bedroom.
I want some dick.
She's feeding her man lasagna, and she's feeding her puss
some
powerful plastic. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yay, come on. Danny.
What happened?
Danny broke it. Play something. That's not playing.
You'll regret this.
I love how Danny's looking at, like, he's just...
This is Ham Radio, Uncle.
We didn't go to... You can't just go push it and then go, there you go! Obviously, that one doesn't work.
What happened?
So we're going to play the one on the bottom? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, so we'll play the one on the bottom.
So let me
figure that one out.
All right, ready? After these words!
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Hey, baby.
The gang called niggas with attitudes. The late great Eazy-E.
You know, I still remember when this came out.
Yep.
I bought it. I went, it was good.
Because nothing says NWA like Billy. Billy thought it was a wrestling album. Wait, the N-word is what? Oh, my God. 718-577-1389. Compton, 1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. Coming straight out of Compton, even though we're straight out of Staten Island. Shaolin at its fullest. It's Wednesday night, June 13th, by the way. Just so you know, it's Sewing Machine Day. It's Weed Your Garden Day. And it's, there's some other shit here.
Yeah, good.
It's
mend your socks and grow some fucking tomatoes.
Mend your socks and grab your cocks. Random acts of light day, by the way, as well. Today's,
light what? Somebody's joint?
No, it's something about cancer.
Oh.
Way to bring the party down, Billy. Thanks.
Be somebody's light.
Peace and love. Peace and love. By the way, Joe was reading the paper.
I have the story all wrong.
You have the story? Of course you did. Well, this is, by the way, wait, well, let me set up the story.
Okay.
As you presented it to me.
Well,
that's why I was going to lead with this story.
I know.
And obviously, because, you know, classic, I only read the headlines, Joe.
Well, yeah.
Fucked up the bit. So Joe, when the mics are off, goes, hey, what are we going to talk about next? And I go, I have absolutely no clue because... We didn't know, like, we were supposed to have a guest on. I'll let you behind the curtain. We were supposed to have a guest on. Things had to get moved. Whatever. That's fine. I'll tell you who the guest is at another time, because it's a pretty big guest if you were a kid growing up in the 90s.
Elvis.
That's a little clue for it. Now,
Elvis.
Elvis died on the crapper. So then Joe goes, oh, wait, you want to talk about Korea, or do you want to talk about you want to talk about North Korea, or do you want to talk about, oh, I read this story. This is how he says it. I read this story about how Giuliani's ex-wife, or wife in general, had a lesbian affair. So I go, let's lead with that. That sounds great.
I was wrong.
And then Joe only read the headlines, and he's wrong again. What is the actual story?
I'm going to read this to you. It says reveal.
Please, read the headline to me.
It reveals Judy, which is Judy.
Read the headline first.
Reveal Judy dumped America's mayor after affair with younger girl.
Younger gal,
younger
yes.
gal. Now, I thought that she had the affair with the younger gal.
You mean maybe womanizing Rudy Giuliani?
Well,
there's nothing like that, penis bread.
Exactly. Yeah, you're saying that Rudy Giuliani never crossed your mind.
No.
That he might have been the guy that had the sex with the younger gal.
Isn't it a better story if she had the affair?
Oh, it's a story that I would like to hear,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's go with that.
Joe's Weekly News.
Yeah.
So what if it's not true?
Who needs facts in the, you know, in the realm of where Giuliani will sue you if you go on the air and say, hey, by the way, I heard your ex-wife was fucking some other broad, and that's why the marriage fell down.
Just blame it on a different network like NBC
I know Joe. Yeah. Joe will literally go, it's my dyslexia.
Yeah. No, well, you read this headline.
What is that?
Nothing. It says revealed. Judy dumped America's mayor. After affair with the younger girl.
Yes, clearly pointing out that America's mayor fucked a younger gal, and that's what dissolved the marriage. You automatically went into the Spice Channel in your brain and went, ooh, that means lesbians.
Exactly.
That lesbians equal ratings, but in this scenario, Rudy Giuliani was the one who cheated because he's done it before and he will do it again.
Yeah, well, that's how they get into it. He's 74 years old and still doing
it. He likes to.
And, you know, I'm 74 years old, so I feel good about that.
Well, and look, your wife would have as much lesbian sex as that other lady.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, so let's just point that out. By the way, hashtag JoeFax is going over now. Because Joe, by the way, if you're just tuning in and you have no clue who Joe is, by the way, 718-577-1389. Joe is an old man. He's 74 years of age.
He usually hides behind the computer.
Today we're letting him sit up right on camera. Wave.
The big boy's table.
Joe, wave on the Facebook Live. Put your hand up and wave. Joe is the asshole in the suspenders. He is notorious as a gentleman who only reads the headline of a story, and automatically it becomes fact.
That's right.
No matter what the story dictates, it doesn't matter. The headline in Joe's mind clearly states...
All of America reads that way.
No, no one reads that way. They read the headline. Yeah. You're breaking my phone. Reads the fucking headline, then you read the story.
And then they throw the paper away.
And then you read the story that's underneath the headline. And then
That's not an advertisement?
Yeah.
No.
It takes too much time.
Hashtag read the story.
Well, no.
By the way, Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network Technician, wants you to know, Joe.
Yeah.
And he's waving back at you.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I like you, Nick.
There you go.
Nick's my buddy.
All right, so now we know that Rudy Giuliani cheated on his wife.
Well,
pretty much what I've learned so far. So now the story's not that juicy.
It's all about these powerful men cheating. Powerful men cheat all the time. It's part of their libido.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah, I mean, they all
By the way, so I did have this discussion, and we can venture out of the cheating topic into a cheating subtopic.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have to ask, why, or let me not say why. Do people agree with me that women are better cheaters than men?
Absolutely.
Because what I've learned is that men...
Absolutely.
Piney, case in point, I've learned that
you suck at it.
Men,
you're horrible at it.
Men get caught all the time.
He walked up to me one time and said, no more games. I said, good, you suck at them.
Yeah.
You're horrible at them.
We get caught.
My point is that men will get caught, women won't get caught.
Yeah.
And then why do it?
Well, you
can someone explain cheating to me?
Well, first
like,
of all,
seriously, explain it to me.
Women are like Beretta. That, you know, they're detectives.
They have a fucking parrot on their shoulder?
No, whatever.
And then they go back to a bistro and kill their wives?
A guy, a woman
says, I left my gun, table four.
Now, a woman will say, hey, I'm going to go out with the girls tonight. I'll be back at about 10 o'clock or something. I'll go to
shut
the
that bird up.
We believe them. You know, well, if the guy says that, the woman holds the detective and he follows you.
Yeah.
You know, and we get caught.
Well, because I look, and I'm not shitting on the male race. Let me point this out to you.
Yeah.
That men, we are a stupid group. Okay? We are not that. We are, women are definitely, they are, we are the hunter-gatherers. What are they, what's their little thing here?
The nesters.
The nester. They're the ones that put the plan together.
They nest.
We do the heavy lifting, and they do the thinking. Right. Okay? I understand that.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm sorry. I'm letting secrets out.
Okay.
The fact is, though, so if you know that going in, here's the fact going in. If you know going in that the success rate for cheating for men is not so high, why the fuck do we keep doing it? Why do men do it?
Because our dick doesn't know that.
But if your dick, if you don't want to be in a relationship, leave the relationship.
It's not
seriously
about that. You're wrong. It's not about that.
No, I'm not talking about marriage.
It's not about your marriage.
I'm talking about, like, you're in a relationship.
You know, that's a whole new way.
And this, by the way, goes for gays and straights.
Yeah.
Want to throw that out there, because you know there's gays and straights just cheating.
No.
Okay, across the board. So I understand that your dick is a very powerful thing. I get it, Joe.
It's the thrill of
and
it
the
all,
want.
Something different.
But if you know that there's
or
more...
whatever they come up
but
with.
But Billy, if you know there's a thrill, but you know there's more of a chance of getting caught, why venture into it?
That's probably the
thrill?
Makes it work, yeah.
Is that the thrill, knowing that you're going to get caught?
Possibly. Why do people have
so
sex
you just
in
like
public
getting
places?
Caught.
I don't think it's that.
But then you can't bitch once you get caught because you like getting caught.
Why don't you call our expert that's done it four times?
Yeah, I know.
That would be the one to find
out. Wait, excuse
me.
Done it three times that we know of.
Well,
we know of.
You know, just
I'm just saying.
Now, you know what it is?
And look, I'm not ragging just on him. I'm making the point that, you know, as a man, what? Why, Joe?
No, well, people are equating sex with love. There's no comparison.
No.
You love somebody, but sex anybody. You know.
Yeah, but if you're in a relationship,
sexually, this is okay too.
Yeah, well, we just learned that Danny off air. Danny doesn't watch porn anymore. That's the weird thing. We'll get to that in a second.
He's 39 years old.
39 years old now. He gave up on porn. Fuck it, I'm done.
I don't need to watch porn to whack off.
It's not the point. It's the fucking amusement. You shut up. We'll get to you later.
Again, I don't care why the guy's delivering the fucking pizza.
I want to know. I want to know. No, okay, so...
What kind of pizza?
Is that pepperoni? Because it's a euphemism for his penis, Danny! Help us out here! Sausage, pepperoni, braccio! It's all about the dick, Danny! That's what they do!
All right, so Giggles is saying they might be cowardly and lazy to leave. Also,
but why?
If you had a lot of... a lot to lose and... Wait. If you have a lot to
Danny
lose
just learned how
and
to
you're
read,
married,
folks,
it's cheaper to keep her, she is saying.
Right,
that's the truth in that.
I understand. I understand the whole thing.
So,
of,
Bill, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper
right?
to keep her.
She's a keeper.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. What I'm saying, though, is if there is even a thread, an inkling that you're going to get caught... Why?
I think everybody knows.
But that's
the
thrill, I guess. I think that's what it is.
I found
you got
my
the people,
thrill.
You got the people that purposely go out and have sex in public places.
Joe.
You know, they try these things on the Wonder Wheel and what have you.
Marcus.
And,
yeah, but Marcus,
but
that's
in a place
that's
like
just
that,
random.
You kind of expect that to happen there. You
that's
know,
a cum-soaked theater in Newark, New Jersey. That's a little different.
1717 West.
Large pizza with lots of sausage.
Yes, Danny.
It's
sausage.
An extra large pie with extra anchovies. All right, name the.
Yeah,
movie.
But see now, if Danny was, by the way, if Danny was in a relationship, right? As fast as he gave up on porn for whacking off billions, I think Danny would want to stick his dick somewhere else. Because he gave up on porn. Porn's the relationship he's had the longest in his life.
It's true.
And he gave that up. Turned 39 and said, fuck it, I'm done.
I gave it up for Lent.
And
I think it's a lot like potato chips, you know. When you start,
you can't
eating,
just have one.
Yeah, when you start eating them, then you got to do it.
But when you're in a relationship, You're not really supposed to.
Wait, who thinks
you can want to, but you don't. You can't. You're not supposed to just start fucking everyone. What, Danny?
She says they think they are the exception to the rule. Who? I missed that part.
The men.
The men. Yeah,
the man that thinks he can get away with it thinks he's an exception to the rule.
Okay, I missed the part where she says because they want to have their old, reliable, comfortable life at home. And have
Billy.
A thrill on the side. And have a thrill on the side.
See, right. Billy, she's talking about you.
Yeah.
She's talking about
but yeah,
you.
But Billy just lays there. He doesn't have a thrill on the side, though. No. He's just lays. He's just there.
I think Billy's a power bottom. I think he thrusts a couple of times, falls asleep halfway during, and then she jerks him off and goes to sleep.
Ooh.
I think that's the extent of it. But because he's always tired from work. He works all the fucking time.
Sounds good to me.
This is where you pucker up and kiss my ass.
I'm just saying I don't get cheating. Am I wrong not to understand? It's the same way I don't understand racism. I don't get cheating.
You know, black guy.
Like racism to me is stupid because there's many other reasons to judge somebody other than the color of their skin. If they're an asshole, they can be an asshole with polka dots. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They're still an asshole. If you know that there's an inkling of getting caught, if you're a spotted owl, don't play with the fucking hooters, okay, that aren't yours. You see what I'm saying, Billy? Why go out and fucking cheat?
Well, it's like Billy's...
Can I have a book report of why someone cheats? That's
like,
all I'm
it's
asking.
It's like Billy said, we all have that want that mystery.
You know who to call, I'll have him write one.
Yeah, he's busy.
I would fuck any woman in the world. I mean, big, small...
And your wife would kill you.
Yeah, well, I don't tell her.
Yeah.
Don't
tell my wife!
No, of course not. That would be mean.
And by the way, teach me how to whisper.
That would be mean. You know, because all I would do is my guilty conscience and hurt her.
I understand. Look, I get if
that's
you're...
That's what confession at the church is
all
for.
All right, Giggles now. Giggles is some kind of ninja because she says she always finds out everything. She is well known for her investigative skills.
She's a hacker.
People actually come to me when they need to find out shit.
She's okay. Beretta.
She gets right in that ass. Right in that ass, Bill.
Kojak.
Kojak.
We're still trying.
Well, you know, Columbo.
We're still trying to investigate what was in that fucking lasagna.
No, nothing. But women are like that. Cause
murder. She wrote.
Murder. She wrote.
You know, guys are not suspicious. We don't. You know,
who want to hang out with her? Everywhere she goes, somebody dies. By the way,
yeah, I mean, you can't go to that town. By the way, that's my joke, and you just ruined it. I don't understand. I just don't get. The point of, like, because Joe just said men aren't suspicious.
We're
men
not.
Are suspicious.
No,
I don't get the... Yes, they are. If your wife...
There are those that
comes
are
home,
overly suspicious
stuff. And there are guys that are too suspicious, like, for their own good. And those aren't the ones that are getting cheated on.
I don't want to know.
With extreme prejudice.
If my wife is doing something, I don't want to know about it.
How about this? Why doesn't everybody just be like one of those open relationships? Or, we're married,
but
we can
like Jada and Will Smith and
fuck
just
you.
That's okay
fuck
with
around.
Me.
We just have sex with other people.
There are those.
Yeah, but that also, Bill, Joe can attest, that also doesn't turn out good all the time either.
No, it never does.
When people have open relationships and then things go... Because then the open relationship becomes two people fucking and you're on the outside looking in going... Hey, I used to fuck that.
I think Joe would like that because he likes to watch, so he wouldn't have a problem.
No,
watching
Joe would be fine with it. I'm talking about other people.
As long as I have my camera, I'm okay.
Other people would be fucked.
There are people, like, they have these open relationships, and then they, like, say they go out for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you go out Friday night each year, and then you just disappear. Yeah, and then
Jesus.
You run into each other on a Sunday fucking when you're back home doing laundry or whatever.
Yeah, really.
And you sit there and you discuss all of this shit you guys were doing over the weekend.
I kind of went blank after you said each of yous.
Each of ya.
Each of yous.
Each of yous.
Two youths.
I went to charm school. And I say each of yous.
I blended a little Brooklyn.
Maybe if you were each and your fucking fiance.
But. The thing is,
I like to each year her out.
So what you're saying is you're washing your cum covered underwear and she's washing her cum covered panties.
Right.
And you'd be like, hey, honey, who did you fuck last night? Because I fucked this bitch really fucking
so
good.
You're saying swap stories. Is that what you're saying?
They swap stories. They get turned
and then,
on.
They
and then they
and
get
then
excited
they
over
but
it.
That's
you know?
But that's an open relationship.
Right.
Yeah. That's different. If everyone had that. I think it would be. But I'd also, but on the other
it'd be
side,
like running wild in a dog park. Yeah. But on the other way,
but hold on. On the other side,
I watched deer porn last week.
Wait, thank. Ooh. We'll get to you and your bestiality later. Look, I don't have to watch regular porn. Yeah. Listen. By the way, 718-577-1389 if you want to jump in on the conversation. What I'm thinking, though, is that's a double-edged sword, though, Billy, what you were throwing out.
Right.
You can have the open relationship, and then there's people that can't handle the exactly. open relationship because it blows up in their face, or they start to catch feelings with one of those fuckers that they're fucking.
Billy right. doesn't
and then it causes problems.
Billy doesn't use condoms, apparently.
Billy doesn't use condoms at all?
Yeah, he doesn't use syndoms, but that's all right.
Syndoms?
We can figure it out.
Billy doesn't use syndoms. I haven't used a syndom in my life.
I don't know. We know a lot of married porn stars. They work it out.
Yeah, right. but that's work.
That's business. That's work.
Yeah. I don't, but to me, that's work. You're working, you're fucking, whatever. That's fine. To me, that's different.
Yeah.
I use the condom this weekend. So that counts.
Gross, nasty shit. I mean, condoms is gross, nasty shit?
No.
I don't know.
No, STDs.
STDs.
Danny can't read.
I left out the STD part.
No, but you two don't need condoms anymore. Right? Because you're in a committed relationship.
If you were in an open relationship, obviously you should fucking wear a rubber fucking pussy, you fucking...
Sure. Get a dental dam, get a fucking... get female condoms.
Go naked, get the full body condom.
Go get some Reynolds wrap from the fucking kitchen. I don't give a shit what you do.
Saran wrap is good.
Saran wrap, you cunt. Please, just do that.
Saran wrap?
Saran wrap, yes.
Just saran wrap it
gotta
around.
Gotta hurt somewhere, man.
Eventually, it's gonna hurt, but you know what? It's gonna be better because you're not gonna...
Although, in high school, I do know people that tried that.
Wait a minute, you don't want AIDS. If Billy's not fucking around and you're not fucking around, how are you
going
to get AIDS?
I think she's still going on and seeing other people while they're together.
No, she said, I quote, I don't want AIDS. She's yelling at us. Right. I don't want AIDS. Ooh. So if you don't want AIDS, stop fucking somebody else.
Yeah.
Because he ain't fucking somebody else. So therefore, you're not going to get AIDS. So let Billy fucking fuck every hole you got condom free. Because you're in a relationship. You're going to get married. What the fuck's the difference?
She wants his man seed.
Let him stick his beefy thermos inside of your warm sausage wallet and let it happen.
You have a thermos?
A beefy meat. He has a beefy meat thermos.
We follow the animal kingdom.
Oh, wait, she's still saying no thanks. I really have to understand this. Hold on, because now we're on to something else. Fuck the animal kingdom. Let's talk about these two fucking animals doing the two-headed mambo here. I got to ask this question.
He's going to get you in trouble.
You don't use...
Please, no more.
No, hold on. You still... Use condoms?
No.
She said no. Scroll up.
Oh, but she said, I don't want age ill, no thanks. Where does it say that?
Well, maybe she's behind and...
She's behind in the conversation. So,
because it takes a minute. Because
it said Billy doesn't use condoms. Then it said, you have to use condoms if you get an STD. Then it was like, I don't want AIDS. So I'm lost in this conversation. Yes or no? Are you covering it, Willie?
No.
Hey, Billy, don't be silly. Cover your Willie. Are you not covering your Willie?
No.
Neither
one of us are going anywhere else.
Exactly, because you both can't stray. Who the fuck's going to fuck either one of you?
Yeah.
Listen, the question is...
We want...
Now, she fucks the chia pet. Is that
shrubbery!
Probably.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you finish inside, or do you pull out and write your name in the snow?
Like a gentleman.
No.
What do you do? No, that wasn't the answer. I gave you two options.
I don't leave things inside.
So you finish on... Well, hold on, Danny. You finish on her belly.
I dispose of it properly.
Her face?
That's a little cheesy. No.
I'm trying to figure out, where do you finish?
Inside.
You're not wearing a condom. No, listen.
And fuck me. And me. And me.
Inside the bedroom, yes. He doesn't finish inside her.
On
the
bedroom, I have a collection of fucking... Dixie cups.
You're doing Dixie cup Danny over there?
Yeah.
Danny finishes in a cup.
Oh, so you're saying Giggles takes care of the birth control.
She loves him too much to do that anyway.
But going back to what you're saying, she was saying eel and the no AIDS things to the open relationship thing.
Oh, all right. Right. But I don't think Giggles doesn't have the mental capacity to have a fucking open relationship. And what I mean by that is the moment that Billy fucks somebody else... She's going to go.
Dead.
She's done. Yeah, Billy's going to kill her.
Dead.
Billy's going to kill her inside. And her heart's going to break, and then she's going to go kill Billy, and then kill the other girl that Billy's fucking.
And then we'll have Kill Bill Volume 3.
Yeah, it'll be done. Done deal. She will be the bride, and she will be the Uma Thurman character.
That's right.
And sever his body parts with the katana.
Katana.
Yeah. It's been on, by the way, 17,000 times.
Yeah,
but anyway, real
season.
Quick, like we
yes.
said,
real quick, here,
if we go to the animal kingdom,
yes,
and like we just live on there because, like, you know, you've been in
you
my
watch
house.
The fucking deer you, fuck, yeah. and now you're excited
yeah, because I have a big window in the kitchen. You've been in my house. I'm sitting there with my morning coffee, and there's a bunch of deer across the street come on my front lawn like every morning. Yeah. And that guy wasn't even a gentleman about it. He just got right on, walked right up, got right on top of him, fucking didn't even ask permission.
That's what Billy does. He
2 minutes and he was done and fucking boom. And
he mounted
and he went on his merry
Billy
way.
Billy pushes the kids out of the way and bends her over the couch.
And the other deer said, you and again?
He goes, you kids watch the Wiggles.
Throw up.
Daddy's got to work. And then all you hear is,
excuse me while I whip this out.
And then 2 minutes later, Billy's done too. And at this point, he makes her fucking belly button into a jizz jacuzzi.
Hey, Danny, how big is a deer dick?
How big is
a
beard?
I didn't see it because I had the front view.
Oh. Alexa.
He didn't get under there.
How big is a deer's penis?
Sorry. I'm not sure about that.
I'm sure you are, you lying sack of shit.
Never fucked a deer?
What happened? You never fucked a deer?
What's wrong with you?
I'm just trying to understand. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, all right, what we've learned today is that nobody understands cheating.
Except
but,
you.
But, no, no one, I don't, still don't get it. No one understands cheating except for the fact that people like the thrill. Now, what we've equated the thrill to is getting caught. That's what we've learned today, and we've also learned that Billy pulls out and either shoots on her face, her tits, or her stomach. That's all we've
and
learned.
And a Dixie cup.
And a Dixie cup.
I fill the cups.
I'm calling bullshit on the cups.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I'm so saying funny. Either face or tits.
Nobody carries a cup around with it. All right,
wait a minute. Giggle says mouth or stomach.
Okay.
Round of applause for Giggle.
Okay, Giggle.
And that's where she finishes on Billy, too. 718-577-1389.
I hope this works.
The mystery of the missing cum has been
solved,
and we're fine with it. It's the Ham Radio Show.
I want a big one.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back after Billy shoots his load on my mouth or my stomach.
Okay.
We'll learn after the break.
Okay.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. Whoa!
You are a rich, gooey devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
Dollar bill, y'all.
What? Grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying
Wu-Tang
alive,
in the house.
At second hands, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this
representing Shaolin.
I'm gats for fun, but it was the just
Wu-Tang.
A dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking.
This was all done
at
what? Laughing Dog Studios, right?
I think so, yeah.
High stakes, making my way off five
I think,
states.
I'm not sure.
No, it's the Ham Radio Show. The uncrowned kings of reality radio. 718-577-1389.
My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough.
Sorry, every time, by the way, because we live on Staten Island, if everyone doesn't know that. And so does Method Man, one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, who every time I see him, we always get into a conversation because I've interviewed him a couple of times, and he also remembers me because the first time I ever met him on Staten Island, he was actually going into a Pathmark, and all he had on him was a black Amex,
right.
And he needed to get a cart and didn't have a quarter. So I gave him a quarter so he could open, because people weren't going to give him money because they just looked at him like, who's this black guy? I'm not giving him any money.
Nothing.
So I gave him a quarter and he opened the thing and he thanked me up and down. And then actually, because I was doing security, I was arresting someone and on the back of their receipt of the shit that they stole, he gave me an autograph.
Well, that was nice.
So,
that's very nice.
He also came into the Outback restaurant that I worked at and gave me a $50 tip.
Wow.
And
to
then,
get away from him?
Yes. He said, stop humping my table.
Don't ever come here again.
And then he actually also came. Every place I've ever worked, meth has come in. And when I worked at the movie theater before I started working at SiriusXM, when I worked in the movie theater, I went to go watch Deadpool for the first time. And he walks in with his whole entourage, and he's wearing a Cash Rules Everything Around Me Cream, Get the Money, Dollar Bill, Y'all jacket.
Yeah.
From this song that he probably got from that studio that you were talking about.
I believe that was the studio. I'm not 100% sure.
And they hooked, you know, and so it was like a kind of a big deal because I was like, yo, Meth, what's up? And he remembered me. We talked for a little bit. And then we together, me and Method Man, watched Deadpool. So.
Hey, you remember when they had the Wu-Tang store?
Yes, I do.
I used to, because I lived in that neighborhood.
Billy used to go to the Wu-Tang store all the time.
No, no.
He used to be dripping in Wu.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny, though. You had the Wu-Tang store right next to it was a little record shop, always playing Jamaican music.
Yep.
They were always selling weed in there. Like, it was hysterical. Like, you had Wu-Tang. So you figure, oh, that's where they're selling the weed. No, it was the little record shop next door.
I love these grocery stores. The only thing they sold was potato chips and pot.
Right.
Bodegas. Bodegas.
But I used to see, like, all the young tourist kids come up
from the ferry over there to take pictures in front of the store.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait, yo, you guys might want to get out of here because you're a tourist and they will probably and fucking selling, rob you before you get back to the corner.
And plus, they're also selling bricks of fucking weed.
That's next door.
You might want not be in the vicinity of this.
The guy didn't deal in that large amount. He would, like, sell you enough that, like, he could give you a 45 and hide it in the bag. And
yeah.
So this way, when you walked out, you had something.
You want an ounce, tell him bounce.
Can I just point out all the good shit Billy's missing on?
Why? What happened now?
I'm not trying to clean...
Oh, by the way, Billy, Danny's reading from the Facebook Live suite.
I'm not trying to clean extra messes. Do it in my mouth. It's neater.
It is neater. Swallowing is neater.
You dick!
I don't know why you have not married this woman yet.
I'm
first off,
you, Billy.
She's a cum receptacle.
I want
to
tell you.
Okay, and she's honest about it, and she wants to be your cum receptacle. Really? You think that Joe's wife has ever swallowed his load in the history of his marriage?
I'm sorry, honey. It was an accident.
Yeah. It just went off. I was cleaning it, and it went off.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
I couldn't tell.
I was thinking about Danny, and it just shot off. I don't know what happened. But she's a comer, and I mean that in the highest form of respect.
Respect,
Danny.
Yes.
All right, understand this. Please explain this to Billy. The
We're
highest.
All jealous, Billy.
I'm jealous because sometimes you have to talk to a girl and say, by the way, when I shoot my man mayonnaise, I need you to fucking get rid of it somehow. Mm-hmm. Okay? And this girl, this
I want
woman,
some dick.
The future mother of his children, his fiance, says, I will swallow. I will swallow him. Swallow him wherever he may go. There isn't a cum shot too deep.
No, no, no.
A mountain of load I can leap to suck him away.
I love him when I swallow. I swallow.
I will swallow him. We're so gay.
I swallow him.
Okay. Gay people just called and said,
yes, Giggles, I agree. He does not appreciate it.
No, he doesn't appreciate it. He's a prick.
Billy, tell her right now you appreciate when you swallow. Tell her right now.
Mom.
You don't got a hair on your
that's
ass.
That's just fucked up.
No, it's not. She is asking you to show some appreciation and tell her.
All right, I'll let her know that next time.
No, tell her right now because she's listening. You say,
but I'll do it there. It's much more personal.
No, you're going to wait till she goes, Doop. Is that what you're going to do?
Sure.
That's not romantic. Say it now. Say it loud and proud.
Billy.
Say, I love when you fucking swallow my mango. Say it.
Next time it happens, Billy goes, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You know,
right. Like Elvis. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, what Billy's going to do, he's going to pat her on the head and say, good girl. That's not right.
Oh, no, God. I wouldn't do that.
Here's a lemon cookie and pat her on the ass and say, you did well, kid. Get in there.
Can't be a lemon cookie.
Why? She's allergic to lemon?
Probably got all kinds of bad things in it.
No, it's made from Cordoba and chia seeds.
And chia seeds.
Cordoba? Who the fuck?
That's a town in Canada. Didn't we learn that? It is.
That's Mississippi.
Oh.
She said she wants to make I'll Swallow song a fucking the intro.
I will swallow him. Swallow him wherever he may go.
God, it gets worse.
There isn't a cum shot too deep.
Doobadoo.
A mountain of load I can leap.
Leap.
Keep me away. I suck him. I suck him. And when he blows, I'll swallow. I will swallow him.
Swallow him.
Swallow him wherever he may go.
Hey, we got a song here for it.
We're fucking, we are way too into this.
Yeah. What are you guys going to fucking, nah, I don't know.
You know what, Billy, you know
something
what I have
wrong
to,
with you guys.
You know what I have to say to that, Billy?
You just found that out?
No, this is like, wait, where's Marcus?
Billy, you know what I have to say to that? I will swallow him wherever he may go. There isn't a cum shot too deep. A mountain of jizz I can't leave.
I've never seen Danny get into something so much.
Danny loves when girls suck him off and swallow his load. So he's happy. He's inspired by Billy's love life.
Even though
Billy doesn't have a hair on his ass and won't thank the cum receptacle of a fiance he has, who's saying, thank you for putting your load in my throat, and I will swallow because it's neater. And remember... Cleanliness is next to godliness.
In honor of Billy getting his load swallowed, I will watch porn tonight and bust on my TV.
Go get it, baby.
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Yeah. This is the most beautiful show in the history of radio.
It's so sentimental.
All right. Now to make a drastic 360 of a fucking... Okay. Segue. Yeah.
The Mets won a game?
No.
The World Cup is going to be in the United States next year.
I don't care about that.
4 years, they're up for.
We're up for. Wait, we are nominated. We didn't win anything.
It's going to be in three countries.
We were nominated.
It's not us. It's
Mexico. Us,
again,
Canada.
I didn't read the story.
You didn't read. You read the headline.
Yeah.
Okay. So to make our segue here. Did anyone watch the new trailer for the new Michael Myers for Halloween?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to play it for you right now here.
No, not there.
Yes, right here.
Not there.
All right,
here.
And you guys tell me.
Just at what part does Jamie Lee Curtis swallow Billy's load?
Well, she will swallow him. Yeah. Swallow him wherever he may go. All right, listen. Let's play this right now. Here is the Halloween official trailer. 2018, this movie opens in October.
Testing 1, 2, 3. We're on.
We're here to investigate a patient that killed 3 innocent teenagers on a Halloween in 1978. He was shot by his own psychiatrist and taken into custody that night and has spent the last 40 years in captivity. Hello, Michael.
Hi.
I have something you might like to see.
There's a puppy.
The dog lived that long?
He's pulling out the Michael Myers mask. All the inmates of the asylum are going nuts, except for Michael.
Family like turns into a nutcase this time of year. Yeah, I mean, your grandmother is Laurie Strode.
Oh.
She was almost murdered.
Pot smoking.
Wasn't it her brother
degenerate.
Who murdered all those babysitters?
No, it was not her brother. That's something that people made up.
All right, that's going to be part of my thing. Pay attention.
That he would escape.
What the hell did you do that for?
Because it was fun.
So I can kill him.
This is the weirdest Activia commercial ever.
Activia.
Dad, look out! The bus crashed. Mom, what bus crash? Michael escaped.
No way.
The lady in the toilet.
Excuse me, somebody's in here.
She's tinkling.
Doing a Elvis.
She's making pee-pees. There's a garage attendant's dead. Michael Myers dropping teeth. Wash your hands.
Well, if somebody's gonna scare the shit out of you, that's the place to do it, right?
Who's waited for this night? Who's waited for me?
I'm gonna have nightmares.
Get out of the room! Get inside!
Jamie Lee Curtis is kind of like when every female in The Walking Dead.
You don't believe in the boogeyman?
That's a different movie.
He's here!
Michael!
Polo.
You should.
Spooky.
Can you close the closet door?
Gee, I wonder what's going to happen.
No. Flo from Progressive comes out. She's just checking the electrical.
Whoa. Said Flo.
All right, Halloween, by the way.
No.
Name of the movie. Now, it's not a supposed redo. It's a continuation from the first one, which on... paper
sounds
great.
Yeah. Sure it does.
But here's the problem.
No. Since Donald Pleasance.
No. Besides that, poor Donald Pleasance dead.
Yeah.
Here's my angry fucking synopsis here.
Okay.
Due to the fact that I'm a horror film aficionado and Halloween, yep. Danny, your phone's making reverb into my mic and I don't like it.
It's not reverb.
It's interference and reverb.
Ooh. Feedback.
This is reverb too. Shut up, Billy, and let her suck her dick and shit.
I will follow him.
Halloween 2 is now obliterated from the supposed timeline of this movie.
Sure.
So it goes Halloween 1. Did you watch Halloween? Do you remember Halloween?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember Halloween? Serious conversation. Don't try to be funny because you're not. So do you remember Halloween?
Saw it when it came out in a drive-in.
But do you remember the ending? The original movie. I would ask Joe, but he has no clue what the fuck we're talking about. Okay. Michael Myers gets shot by Donald Pleasant six times. Shot six times. He falls off the fucking ledge. They look over. Jamie Lee Curtis does the original line. Was that the boogeyman? And Donald Pleasant looks at her right in the face and goes, yes, it was. And then he leans over to go see Michael's body, and Michael's body's not there. Okay? Ooh. Thus setting up part two. Now, part two, not directed by John Carpenter. I understand. I get it because all the John Carpenter fans can blow me. I understand that John Carpenter didn't want to make it. I understand that he didn't make a shitload of money on the first movie, even though it was the first Halloween was made for like $30,000 or whatever the fuck it was, and made like a couple of million. It was one of the biggest R-rated horror movies ever.
Yes.
Okay? Now, they asked, he wrote, he did not direct the sequel.
Busy making other things.
All right, so he wrote some shit. He wrote the story. It's a continuation of the same night. Okay. But it is also where we learn, and by the way, he did direct a couple of scenes in the sequel. The sequel holds a near and dear place to my heart because it's where we learn that Laurie Strode, Activia, Jamie Lee Curtis, is the sister of Michael Myers. The one she was in the house when he kills the other sister. That baby went on to be adopted by the Strode family and then raised. She doesn't even know.
Right.
Okay. That's the whole fucking plot of the movie. Because Michael is chasing after the sister he didn't kill, which would be Laurie Strode. In this new movie, they clearly state that that was just a made-up story. So then why in the fuck, 40 years later, is he going after the Activia chick?
I don't know.
Explain
to
me why.
No, she's going after him.
No, he's coming after her. She's been waiting for him to come after her so she can kill him. I get it. I'm hip. Me Too movement. I get it. She's a fucking strong woman. She's going to shoot Michael and stab him and do all that. I get it. But it makes no sense to obliterate the second part, Halloween 2, Electric Boogaloo. It does not make any sense, and it fucking irks me because Halloween is my favorite horror movie. And now this new movie, which was created by Danny McBride and some other guy who normally do comedies but were huge fans of the Halloween franchise, decided to make this movie. This movie, the trailer when it came out was everywhere. It became a huge, it was like the top trending thing on Twitter. It was a monstrous storyline. It's a big thing.
Thank God I don't have this shit.
Now, well, see, I hold this. You have no. You're like driftwood. All right, you have a woman that wants to come wants you to come in her mouth and swallow, and you won't even acknowledge that. Why would you acknowledge something cool? Yeah, that's a godly thing. Why would you? Right. Why would you acknowledge something cool like Michael Myers and Halloween? This is something I like. You can be quiet over there with your shooting cum fucking girlfriend that doesn't want you to want to.
He shoots grappling hooks.
Say, hey, great girl, you're a great girl. You won't even say that. This is near and dear to me.
Yeah, Negro. And that's all you had to say.
And I'm not the only one who wants to understand why Hollywood feels like they have to just change shit. Don't change anything. This doesn't make any fucking sense to change. It's the whole fucking plot of the movie. Without her being his sister,
there's no reason.
Can anyone give me any logical reason why he would come get her? I'll wait.
Because she got away.
But that's stupid.
In the first one. I don't know.
He's going to go all the way to Haddonfield, Illinois.
Just because he didn't kill her.
At this point, how old is she? 60?
Yeah.
And he's got to be 60 something years old, too.
Close to it.
He's going to be like the mummy.
Yeah. Oh. He's got a walker and he just goes down the street.
How long is the movie?
A week.
3 hours because the walking scenes are in real time.
Well, it took forever to film because she had so much Activia, she had to stop and poop every 5 minutes.
Activia.
Oh, God. I'll tell you.
Alexa, fart. There you go.
Oh, very nice. Alexa.
Alexa's taking her Activia.
Yeah, very
nice. I get annoyed. I had to bring it up, and I don't give a shit if you guys don't like the story plot. I am annoyed that this movie just is obliterating.
What is this?
I understand obliterating the shittier movies, the part three, which has nothing to do with fucking Michael at all, has nothing to do with it. Season of the Witch has nothing to do
with... There was a part three?
Yeah. What do you mean, part three? They're like, up to like part eight.
Part 42.
It has nothing to do... The shittier ones down the road, 4, The Return of Michael Myers, 5, Curse of Michael, all that shit, horrible movies. They're all horrible. I totally agree with you. Don't watch them. Watch the one with Paul Rudd at the end because it's Paul Rudd's first movie, and he's atrocious that movie. He's atrocious.
Did they have the common courtesy of getting a Shatner mask and painting it white like the
Yes. I believe this is the... which, by the way, I learned in one of the movies because they just didn't give a fuck. Someone bought Shatner masks, right, and tried to emulate when they were making the movie. It was like one point at like 3 a.m. they were filming something, and they didn't paint the... So the Shatner mask was the regular color Shatner mask, peach, and then like blonde hair. That was the Shatner mask, and literally through... Like, so in one of the scenes that stayed in the movie, Michael Myers' mask goes from white
to peach.
And he throws the guy through a window, and you blatantly see it. It happens. It's there.
Stunt double.
Yeah. But the original mask was a William Shatner Captain Kirk mask.
Right.
That they cut the holes in because they had no money. The original movie had no money. It had $0 to its name. So. And that's why when John Carpenter made the sequel, he didn't direct it. He took the money.
And bought Coke.
From the studio. And he was like, here's my writing credit. I'm going to make Halloween 2.
So we determined Halloween 3, and that franchise is the worst.
Halloween 3 is the absolute worst because Halloween 3 has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Friday the 13th, which one do you think was the worst?
By the way, Halloween was the precursor to Friday the 13th. And the only reason why we have Jason is because of Michael Myers. That's to explain that to Joe because he was rambling off air that Jason and Michael Myers were the same guy.
They are the same guy.
They're not the same guy.
One wears a hockey mask, the other one wears a Shatner mask.
Oh, big difference.
It's a total difference.
And one was dead in the lake and the other one was just a little crazy.
How come this one he knows? Hold on. Billy knows the whole plot in front of me. He's like, he's dead in the lake.
That's another one I seen when it came out.
All right, so to Jason, I don't remember the fucking... I think it's...
Just don't forget, then they made Freddy vs. Jason.
That was, I love that.
That wasn't a bad movie.
I have it on DVD. I love that movie. I don't remember which one it is now. I think it's like Friday the 13th, part 6 or part 5, where it's, they bring him, it's like the first time he became like zombie Jason.
Right.
Where they stab him. The guy goes to, in the beginning of the movie, the whole beginning of the movie is Tommy goes, goes to the cemetery with the guy from Welcome Back, Kotter. Rorschach, whatever. Yeah. Goes there right and below. He stabs him with the piece of the fence. They're gonna burn the body, and he stabs him, and lightning, of course, hits the fucking thing, becomes a lightning rod, jump starts Jason's heart, and Jason comes back. And then he kills big-titted bitches, and... and promiscuous teens throughout the whole movie.
No way.
And that's his thing. That's my thing. Friday. Let's go. We can go. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street is the next one.
On Elm Street. The best one out of that, I would think, would be Dream Warriors when it comes back. I think it's Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
That would have been the third one. Yeah.
Yes, with Heather Van de Kamp there, and she has the gray piece of hair. Because they wanted to age her, and it's the only way they could age her. They gave her one white stripe of gray hair. Thing. Now, the better question is, you got Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, and you know what? We'll throw Leatherface in there. And they're all going to have a fight. Who walks out?
Oh, Freddy Krueger's the winner.
Freddy Krueger's the winner?
Got those long nails.
He only has it on one hand, though.
Right.
It's enough.
That's enough?
But see, if they all gang up on him, thinking the way you do, he's got it. They all go after the one arm. Somebody's free.
It's like Kill Bill.
Leatherface has a giant chainsaw.
He can just come down and cut off the arm.
Leatherface is a pretty fucked up.
Did you also, by the way, know that they're because no one gives a fuck about Chucky.
Leatherface is a fag.
Why?
Politically correct and damn proud of it, I guess, Joe.
Let's just throw it out there. Why is Leatherface a fag?
Wears leathers, you know.
He's not leather. He wears human skin. His mask is made of human flesh.
Yeah, it's a gay thing, man.
It's not a gay thing. Why is everything a gay thing with you?
That's what it is.
It's not a gay thing.
This is common knowledge.
It's not common knowledge.
Joe. No.
No, it's just, totally
no.
not gay.
There's just no way to really try to figure this
out. Inbred,
no.
Yes. I'll give you inbred.
Yeah, inbred.
I'll give you, like, because Billy was talking about the hills have eyes.
Yeah.
Now, see, I don't, my whole thing is, Billy, you like horror movies.
I've seen one or two.
Okay. Do you like, but do you like the stalker kind of horror movie like I like, or do you like The Hills Have Eyes, which is a bunch of just wacky, crazy shit going on? Like Last House on the Left and all those kind of movies.
There's a story to that. You know,
I Spit on Your Grave.
That's another one. Yeah. I've seen all these things, and they won't make those now because...
Well, they're not politically correct, especially when a guy calls Leatherface a fag.
Well, that's why they don't make them.
No,
it's all because of Joe, folks. Please send your letters to Joe.
It wears chaps.
Okay, it just
he doesn't wear chaps.
He
doesn't sing YMCA. I'm trying to have a thought-provoking conversation about horror movies, and you're fucking it up.
Isn't he like the third guy in the Village People?
Joe, seek help.
Seek help.
Please.
Are you sure?
Just seek help.
No, but which do you prefer? Do you like horror movies, like with all the weird, the blood and the guts and everything? Because in the original, by the way, in the original Halloween, there is no blood. There's zero blood in that movie.
Like what? Just a little bit on the knife?
Oh, there's only a little bit on the knife when Michael, as a child, kills his sister.
Right.
That's it.
And
but you don't
else,
see it, really, because they cut away.
The psychological ones, the ones that fuck with your mind, Hitchcock would do it. Night of the Living Dead.
Yep.
All of that. It was all like what your imagination.
It's your perception. It's what your mind's eye sees. Yeah.
You know, those I love. The other ones where like they have to keep spelling it out for you. Okay, now we take the knife and we plunge it into the chest and twist and turn.
Look, entrails, yes.
You know, like.
Well, that's
you're
what I'm
overdoing
asking.
It.
But the blood and guts, do you like the blood and guts or do you like the one that makes you think?
I like the ones you have to think.
All right. That's,
those are the
way.
Good ones.
Do we have to go to break, Danny? Hold on for a minute. Do we have to go to break?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I we'll have to end this conversation, even though that Joe called Leatherface a fag.
Well, he is.
And we'll have to end the conversation there. Yeah.
Joe, you'll have to escape from New York.
You're going to literally...
In the fog.
Can we please get an HR department here when Joe has to talk to somebody? Hi, I believe that you called Mr. Leatherface a fag. Yeah. I... Do not like that tone, sir. You're going to have to speak to HR, please.
Just going like it is.
No, he's not a fucking day. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. The one thing I do know for sure, Leatherface, not a fag. And we got to go to break.
How do you know? You ever see it with a woman?
Pieces of women and everything. It's crazy. We'll be right back after these.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling symphony doo-dah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise!
Ham Radio.
Oh, shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah! 66 days, 21 hours, until the Ham Radio Show invades the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, baby! That's right. We will also be a part of not only the Exotic Dancer Countdown Expo Party Extravaganza that will be going on August 19th through the 22nd, but we will be a part of Ronnie's Ultimate Stripper Experience, starring Shuli Agar, J.D. Harmeyer, and the one and only Ronnie, the limo driver, Munn. It will be Uncle Eddie as well, Danny from the Ham Radio Show. We're all hanging out together. It's going to be a big party, and you can be a part of it. Get your tickets today while tickets are available. Go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Get your tickets now. By the way, brought to you by Religion Tequila, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic handcrafted tequila. It is the one and only Religion Tequila. For more information, go to ReligionTequila.com. And to get your tickets, remember, go to TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com. Thank you, and we'll see you in Las Vegas, baby!
Air
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Congratulations to Ariana Grande on her recent engagement to SNL comedian Pete Davidson, despite dating for only 1 month. No word yet on if invitations will be sent to the more famous Grandes, Rio and Nachos Bell. Rose McGowan claims conspiracy after she was indicted by a grand jury on drug possession charges. The actress's wallet was lost in an airport terminal and recovered containing the bags of cocaine. However, Rose claims it was Harvey Weinstein's attempt to serve her with some just desserts. Which, by the way, actually sounds amazing had he planted marijuana. Actress Brigitte Nielsen was seen in public sporting a rather large baby bump, which has been making headlines lately because she's pregnant at 54 years old. Should it be a girl, Nielsen's planning to name it Mary. Considering her astronomically high-risk pregnancy, I'm assuming that'll be short for Mary Cole. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Wake up, everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact,
and if you interact, your life is on contract.
Stay away,
motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
It's all about the he says.
Why are you playing all this rap music today?
Because we know you love it.
Oh.
And by love it, we mean you hate it. Because it's opposite day.
Helicopter.
Negro, please.
This is the whitest white guy ever. This is Fred Durst. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Part of the Until the Radio Network, live here on hamradioshow.com. The uncrowned kings of reality radio are on the air for you. By the way, want to send out a special congratulations to Dennis Hoff, owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, who today, or yesterday actually, because yesterday was the actual, you know, voting day. Yesterday it was Super Tuesday over there. And he captured the Republican primary for the state legislature when he took 43% of the vote.
Very good.
43% of the vote.
How many people in the primary?
I have no fucking clue.
It had to be at least three.
Well, I know he was up against one dude in particular. Yeah. One guy in particular, and that one guy, he had 36, Dennis had 40, whatever the fuck I just said, 43.
Yeah.
And it's like 30-something, that guy, and he blew the guy away. And now he's up against, I believe, I think a chick.
Oh.
I really do think it's a chick on the next one. And Dennis can actually make a change. He's one of those guys that can actually make shit happen.
Well, it's radical politics, man.
Yeah. He goes out there and he makes shit happen. It's what,
best of
it's
luck
what Dennis life. Is known for, by the way. It's just weird. This is why, by the way, we haven't heard from Dennis, I think, in so long, is because he's been campaigning.
He's been busy.
Yeah, he's been balls deep doing a whole bunch of fucking campaigning
the
and everything
thing
else.
He wants to do is be associated with the Ham Radio.
Damn right.
Show,
well, that too.
Well, who wouldn't want to do that?
He's spending his time now with Roger Stone and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And, you know,
friend of our show, Roger Stone, was on the campaign trail with him.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's
so,
doing interviews in Rolling Stone.
Oh, dude, he did Rolling Stone. He did CNN Today. I know because I did, you know, follow everything today.
Aww.
He was doing so much today. This is from the Reno Gazette Journal. Las Vegas pimp Dennis Hoff, the owner of half a dozen legal brothels in Nevada and star of HBO's adult reality series Cat House, won the Republican primary for the state legislature on Tuesday, ousting the three-term lawmaker that was, you know, on the thing. Hoff defeated hospital executive James Oscarson. He'll face Democrat L-E-S-I-A. How would you pronounce that?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Lisa.
Lisa Romanoff. Romanoff.
Oh, it's a V?
Yeah, it's a V. Romanov in November and will be the favorite candidate in the Republican-leaning assembly district. All right? Hoff celebrated his win with a party at the Pahrump With Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss by his side. You know, she's, you know, his friend. Of course, she's going to be there. It's all because Donald Trump was a Christopher Columbus for me, Hoff told the Associated Press in a phone call. He found the way, and I jumped on it. Hoff, who wrote the book titled The Art of the Pimp, has dubbed himself the Trump of Perumph, and held a rally with longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone, like Billy just said. Hoff was in the limelight in 2015 when former NBA basketball player Lamar Odom, which, by the way, was that 2015? Was that, that was the week I came back, right? Didn't I just come back from the Bunny Ranch? It was like we were me and Billy were playing darts when it came over as a special report that Lamar Odom was like near death in a brothel, and I went, please don't be Dennis. Please don't be Dennis. But then it's like, in Carson City, Nevada, I'm like, it's fucking Dennis. Else, who else is it going to be? I'm reading how much. After a four-day, $75,000 stay at the Bunny Ranch, which, by the way, Chloe paid.
He did get paid for that.
Yeah, Chloe paid it. Yeah. Right. Chloe paid him. Chloe paid him to shut him up because Dennis is a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
The moment that you fucking poke him, he's gonna be fangs out. She was like, "Oh, we're not paying you. Fuck you." Another. Yeah. Try to fucking poke Dennis Hoff.
Yeah,
let's see what happens.
You don't let that happen.
Yeah, he's not gonna let you get the upper hand. He's not gonna let you at all be the one to get the last word in. That's that's Dennis in a nutshell. If Hoff wins in November, he wouldn't be the only brothel owner in elective office. Lance Gilman, the owner of the famous Mustang Ranch in northern Nevada, is a Story County Commissioner, by the way. So I guess being a brothel owner is the next big thing when you're going into politics. That's something we can work for, you know, we can try to get forward to.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get back in his birthday party. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure that in October, not only do I have the... By the way, got accepted for Comic-Con. You guys need to put your shit in, because I got accepted. Piney got not accepted, which I didn't understand, but he got not accepted, so he's not going. Danny and Billy, if you are going to be, or Joe, if you want to fill out for Comic-Con, I'm trying to fill up my October.
You want me to apply again?
Yeah, I think you should. I think everyone
I'm
should.
I'm looking to go.
The more the merrier. I'm already going now. So on the date of Comic-Con, which it escapes me right now, I can look at my calendar right here and tell
Christmas
you.
Christmas 2023.
It's not Christmas. Stop it.
Somebody somewhere.
It's October 4th through the 7th. October 4th through the 7th. And then the next day is Columbus Day, so that Monday, you know, a lot of people will be off. So really, it's a 5-day fucking extravaganza. And I am already going, so if you're going to fill out your stuff, you need to be going. Because I also have the September 1st and 2nd, remember, I have, for Asai TV, which, by the way, Brandon, the guy that runs Asai TV, can you please fucking, he's putting out these please to people, like, he's pretty much begging. If you have legitimately any way of a streaming service, so if you have Roku or if you go to asytv.com and you can, you know, figure out, it's $2.99. And he brought up very interesting points. He goes, the WWE network is like, what, how much money? Like $10?
I think that's what they keep telling
everybody. Yeah, $9.99 or whatever. For $2.99, you get a ton of, you know, great options, and in the future you will have, you know, NYC HAM when we do the tapings in September. Yeah. So buy the fucking network. It ain't that fucking hard. Get the network. Go on Roku. Go on whatever means you have to. For more information, go to asytv.com and look things up. The man shouldn't have to plea. I mean, I know for a fact that he has a lot of people already signed up for it. Like, I know that there are a lot of, subscribers? A lot of subscribers are already going on it and doing it. Get in on the ground floor. You got the show with Amy Dumas. You got the, Dumas. Remember? We tried to figure out how to say Amy's fucking Lita from the WWE, and she's a Hall of Famer. You also have the, the puppets, you know, puppet show was on there.
Right.
There's a slew of other shows. He just filmed something with a chick jumping out of an airplane. And he's got Gorgeous George, formerly of the WWE, formerly of WCW and ECW, I'm sorry. The former girlfriend of Macho Man. She's going to be doing a show. So, I mean, it's going to be big. And by the way, I'm opening this up for everybody. If you're going to be in the New York area, September 1st and September 2nd, I will be filming in New York City. You can be a part of the show. Yeah. So get Aside TV, and you can see yourself on a future episode of, you know, NYC HAM. It's not that hard to do. That's what you need to do.
Right.
I'm trying to fill up my months. This is what I'm doing. I figured there's that. That we just did the plug for it. So in 66 days, me and Danny got to go to Vegas. Yeah. We do Vegas. Then I got to come back from Vegas. I do a week of nothing. And then after that week of nothing, I go do the ASY TV stuff for 2 days.
Right.
Then after that, my September's pretty open. I would like to fill up my September with more stuff. Because I believe...
a football game or two.
Well, no. I'm sorry. There's a wrestling thing. By the way, you have to talk to Bobby Pay-Per-View. I think we're doing something in September.
Uh-oh.
A wrestling thing. But I think we're going out of the borough. We're driving somewhere. We're doing something. So talk to him, because I don't know. This Sunday, by the way, pay-per-view, so...
Oh, there is?
Yes, there is a pay-per-view this Sunday. By the way, new start time of 7 p.m.
Really?
I heard that yesterday. I have no clue why.
Well, that's good for old people like me.
Doesn't matter. It's still going to be a 4-hour pay-per-view, probably, so what the fuck?
That means more
they're just
commercials
gonna go over
the network.
Exactly. They're going to go over. You don't hear that many commercials for ASY TV, but you'll hear a shitload for the WWE Network.
On their own network.
Yeah. And they're telling you to buy what you're already watching, technically, which makes no fucking sense. Anywho, so I'd like to vote because I feel the only way we're going to build this brand of ours, the Ham Radio Show, is if we go out there and do a shitload of things. That's why we need to go do Comic-Con in October, and then we need to do some other shit in October. So we need to do this.
More football games.
Well, besides football, we can go to football games. I got no problem going to football games.
Hockey
Billy.
Games?
Why are you are you fucking serious? Last week it was the tape, and now it's a fucking bottle.
You can't do that.
Yeah, miss me here on the radio, you fuck. Silly
last
week,
rabbit.
Danny, you missed it. Last week he was playing with fucking duct tape.
I thought it was a
throughout
chair.
The whole show,
did
all you heard was
his mouth.
You know, you heard shh, shh, shh. Throughout the whole show, he's fucking playing with. Now he's playing with a bottle.
I have to do this.
Why do you have to do that?
Because I can't jerk off.
Why can't you jerk off going to bed?
Because we're here and
go upstairs.
Probably make the rest of us really uncomfortable.
No, if he jerks off here in his room, he'll make us uncomfortable. If he goes upstairs to his own bedroom...
That'll make the wife uncomfortable.
Well, because she hasn't seen it in a while. I don't know.
I haven't seen it in a while.
You haven't seen her in a while, either.
No, I haven't seen my dick.
Who has seen your dick? I don't want to know. But am I wrong to think that? Like, that we should start filling up our everybody, all you guys should be out there promoting the Ham Radio Show, too.
Yeah, they keep throwing tomatoes at me, though.
Well, because you're a fruit. Are you want to be? Are you guys going to be involved in the September thing?
What's the September thing?
Filming in September. I told you this. We just had a whole... Are you listening to the show
no,
you're on?
No, I was doing Comic-Con. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
You get a free lunch?
I'm not taking
Radio
you out.
Radio or podcast, by the way.
Yeah, we are doing a podcast mostly in the at the Hard Rock stuff.
No, I know, but for this.
Oh, for this we could do that too, but then we gotta get a.
Which one do I put?
Radio. Put radio. Are you filling out the application right this very second?
Yeah.
Go ahead, put radio. I'm not answering these questions on the air because I'm not giving out all our trade secrets on the air, so you're going to have to answer some of the questions yourself. By the way, the numbers should be different. Use the numbers that I originally used, Danny.
I don't remember not the
number, the bigger number. Do I have to write that down for you? Holy fuck.
Probably, because
you're not even
going to
fill one out. Shut up.
Maybe. Maybe I might.
Are you really going to fill one out and actually go this year?
Maybe.
You fuck.
You got two small children, and I might enjoy it.
Yeah, I think.
And on Sundays, I think on the Sunday they get to go in free, but you got to check the age.
I think so. I got to check.
I think they can make the cutoff age.
Well, you know, put heels on them. They look taller. Yeah, go ahead.
And don't argue, because I know you. You'll be like, I don't want to look. Just fucking fill out the fucking thing. All right? If they ask, you put the first one in the reach one.
60,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
No, what I'm... I love how Danny's filling this out now. Nick, by the way, if you're in Canada, you should freaking come down to Comic-Con as well.
Yeah.
Fill out the... You know, you're part of the team. You can. You wouldn't be lying if you said you needed a press pass.
That's right.
Because you were a member of the show. Like, Piney... Uh-huh. Piney is our photographer, usually, for the event. Meanwhile, Fucktard screwed up his application, and they said no. So he's totally out.
Wow.
So I'm going to need a photographer as well. By the way, Giggles wants to go, so you better fill one out.
Yeah, so fill it out.
That's good.
2 years ago.
Fill one out.
Giggles is a contributor.
Yeah.
We learned she swallows today. Mm. She contributed to the show today.
Absolutely.
By the way, I love that Danny is doing this now.
Yeah.
Look at the face. Give me, that's mine, asshole. You
I
that,
might
right?
need that. I'm filling out the
yeah,
list.
Dan, you can, just say, Eddie, turn that over. Dude, mm-hmm. The fuck? I need this. This is part of the show.
Flip.
That we're doing now.
Danny.
This thing here is now. It's happening now.
Now. Whatever is happening now. I watched that the other day, by the way.
Spaceballs?
Yeah.
When?
I Netflixed and chilled.
Just now?
I had this discussion with somebody today. I was talking about
didn't.
Sid Caesar's show of shows, Joe.
Oh, that was a great show.
I was talking about all the talent that came out of the writing team.
Everybody, uh-huh. Yeah.
But I don't... I every time I get to fucking Woody Allen, I don't fucking like Woody Allen.
Well, yeah, but he had that dry sense of humor that
I know. I've never found Woody Allen funny.
They embellish. Well, that's just you, you know.
Yeah, but I can go through everyone else. Carl Reiner, I find funny. Mel Brooks is a god to me.
Yeah.
Sid Caesar himself, another god to me.
Yeah, Howard Morris.
Salad.
Larry Gelbart.
Not that Sid Caesar.
King Roland.
King Roland. He's a king to me. You go down the fucking list, and then you get to Woody Allen, and I'm like, this cocksucker's not funny.
Yeah.
But it's just a whole different sense of humor and
exactly.
stuff.
Like,
do you find Woody Allen funny?
I've listened to like different clips from his early stand-up type days, and some of the stuff was funny as fuck.
So his stand-up, you say, is
some
funny.
Of it, yeah,
is
some
his
of that
or
shit
his
was
movies
funny.
Funny.
At times.
Excuse me, I'm asking old man number one, old man two, wait for your turn.
Like, if you're in the mood for it, yeah, it's kind of funny because you know what you're getting. When
you have to be in a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. Right, so, it's just some of the stuff, yes, some of it you go.
Right. Are you saying yes or no? Do you find, in the overall spectrum, do you find Woody Allen funny?
I won't go out of my way for it. Like, if it's on, I could just skip right over it, so no.
All right. That's a no from Billy. Billy is now saying that no. Joe?
Yeah, I know.
Woody Allen funny or not funny?
If you want a quick answer, I think he's funny. But he's more cerebral
I believe
than funny.
I'm looking at my list. You said the quick answer, and you're still going.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, he's cerebral.
Damn it!
You have to think about it, his stuff. You know, like, he has a lot of funny lines in there.
He has? Yeah. Look, his stand-up, I don't think so. Yeah. By the way, Alfred in the Facebook Live suite says Woody Allen sucks.
Well,
so, you know what? Point for Allen. I think, Alfred, sorry.
You like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's the same type of humor as Woody Allen, almost. They take these
No, Larry David is way funnier than Woody Allen.
I think Larry David's hysterical. I love Larry David.
Yeah.
But you know, it's the absurdity of the comedy. That's what makes it funny, because he's absurd, you know.
I get what's absurd is that he fucking married his daughter.
Well, he'll take
adopted.
That's absurd.
But they take this and they turn it into that, you know.
But I think that there's a different way. Like, I think Larry David and even like Richard Lewis and even the guy that's on the Goldbergs that also play his the friend.
Yeah, he's funny.
They do it, and the chick that yells at him, and I forget her fucking name. Thanks, Larry! Fuck off, Larry! Leave!
Yeah,
that chick?
Judy Tenuta?
I forget her name right now. I can see her, but I can't remember her name.
Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo.
She's very funny, yeah. She is.
By the way, Giggle's saying Woody Allen is trash. There you go. So far, I'm winning.
Well,
so far, Joe is the only one that finds Woody Allen funny.
Well, yeah, he's funny.
Billy say no. I say no. Alfred says no. Giggles says no.
I simply want to know what is funny.
And by the way, Alfred also points out that exactly Larry David is funny. Yeah, Woody Allen sucks donkey dick. Danny, I turn to you. Woody Allen, funny or not?
Don't care for him.
It's four? No, five? Against Joe's one. Woody Allen sucks donkey dick is what I'm learning.
Giggles will get this reference because she's a Trekkie.
What is it? Gulp?
No, Gulp. When there's the episode of Star Trek where Data goes into the holodeck and he wants to simply know what is funny. And a hollow image character is actually fucking Joe Piscopo.
Oh,
is
yeah.
The comedian.
Right. That's the only person they could get at that time.
Right. Trying to teach the machine how to be funny.
Yeah.
Data how to be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the most nerdiest fucking conversation ever.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I don't... But see, if you have to... Because I'm going to word this in the right way. Because there are thought-provoking jokes. I'm not saying there are not.
Exactly.
But if you have to think too much, the joke doesn't work. If you are sitting there half an hour later and you go, the monkey with the banana. He thought it was a dick.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like
if it's a half an hour later, the joke is not funny.
Like the Mary Cole
joke? Did you watch
it? Like the fucking Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up over there. The Mary Cole joke was not funny.
Do you think all of Woody Allen's movies are bad?
I have only I have not seen all of them to make that. I can't say
look at,
that.
Look at some of his.
No, his. I will say.
Look at Bananas.
The one that Dice was just in, Blue Dahlia.
Oh, that's a serious.
Yeah,
movie.
But that's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
As a director, I won't fucking take it away, Ron. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
But as a, I watched that on the way to Atlantic City. I sat on a bus. Going to Atlantic City.
That's not a comedy.
And they put on Blue Dahlia. But that as a director, you're kind of leaping past what I'm saying.
Okay.
As a filmmaker, I can't take it away from him.
Okay. Yeah.
Woody Allen's a great director.
I think that's what I was talking about too. I think it's
but his movie. Actual his skill level in comedy, to me, sucks donkey dick.
Well,
like, Annie Hall's a great movie. But Annie Hall's a great movie because of Diane Keaton.
It's not a comedy either, really.
Yeah, but Annie Hall's a great movie because of Diane Keaton.
Most of his
movies. If you don't have Annie Hall with the lobsters, it doesn't work.
Well,
with the exception of Sleepers and Bananas, most of his movies aren't comedies. They're about life.
Yeah. Al said Woody Allen is too dry in his delivery.
Very true.
Oh, yeah, Woody Allen, the man, yeah.
You know what? Alfred gets another bell for that. Mm-hmm. He gets another point. Giggles also says the holodeck audience laughed no matter what it was said did.
That's what Joe needs because he can make his dumb jokes and people will laugh no matter what he says.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe has the attention span of a grape.
That's true.
And he can only make certain jokes.
That's true.
I don't know. To me, though, if you... Comedy... Because to me, comedy's an art form.
Are you calling me a small fruit?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. No, you're a big fruit.
Okay.
And comedy is subjective. I'm not saying that as well, but it... He just got it.
He just fucking got it.
See? You see the problem?
Hey, faggot!
Hey, okay, faggot, what's next? But it's subjective, and because I understand that there's blue humor, like there's dirty humor, clean humor. There's a full spectrum.
Yeah,
some would say
Rickles
a cornucopia,
a
plethora of comedy.
The moon is
Carlin
blue.
That is
intellectual humor.
But at the end of the day, it's an art form, and yes, he's an artist.
Yeah.
I can't say that Woody Allen's an artist. He's been around. He makes a movie every fucking year now.
Really? Yeah.
All right, I can't
take nothing else to do.
I can't take well,
the rest of us run with mucus.
The rest of us will run with mucus.
Yeah.
It is without question subjective the art form, but I will say without question he sucks at the art form. There are Bob Ross painters, and then there are Picasso painters.
Yeah,
I'm a Picasso.
In the world of comedy, you can either be a fucking Pollock painting, or you can be who was the guy on the Saturday Evening Post?
Norman
Rockwell.
You can be a Norman Rockwell, or you can be a fucking Jackson Pollock.
Yeah,
you have the option.
I understand where you're going, but
Woody Allen falls somewhere in between, and he sucks because he keeps falling.
He said the right word. It's subjective.
It is.
You know, you could put 100 people in a room, and you might find... one day you might find 60 people that like him and 40 people that don't. The next day you'll find 60 people that don't like him and 40 people that don't. It's just subjective. It's what you like.
Alfred, by the way, says, I used to want to be the white Richard Pryor, but I can't afford the Coke. Very true.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
And we actually...
But could we just set you on fire and see what happens?
Hi-yo! By the way, was talking to someone today about Pryor, and I said Pryor, the reason why Pryor is the man, and one of the greatest stand-ups of all time, is because he was truthful. Everything that came out of his mouth was not even exaggerated. Born in a whorehouse, raised by a mother who was a prostitute, who Billy would not let suck his dick and swallow, okay? Richard Pryor, Rain's fucking father.
Funny guy.
An amazing man.
Funny guy.
Free speech is never silence or always speak the fuck up. Yes. And remember, very important, Danny, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure you compliment the chicken when it swallows.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
That's
unlike somebody we know that rhymes with Billy.
Yeah. It's just fucking seasoning.
I can't hear you over me not listening. It is the Ham Radio Show. I say AMF, my friends. And AMF clearly means adios, motherfucker. Hey, Danny, speak.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.